Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And of all that matters, welcome back to what I perceive another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be, as I always say, be part of the solution. Right? Get in. We got to get informed enough. Then you can be part of the solution. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Brad Dinkins will join me after the break. A lot happening out there, a lot to talk about. But I think there's always a lot to talk about, is there not? I mean, really. And I'm getting more and more information from people about how the this raid that went down, there's just so many things that don't add up. So many. You know, if you ever want to see real tyranny at work, it's happening right now in front of your eyes. And for those of you, for years, you know, it's funny, I just spoke to a group of Republican women today. And for years, those of you who kept saying, well, you know, it's not a big deal, there's more of us than are them, we're working, we're doing this, we're doing that. It'll never happen here. It won't happen in this country. Come on. Some of you old-timers, right? Haven't we heard that forever? Won't happen here. Well, guess what happened? It's happening here. You really, truly have to be all over this. And again, if the FBI has the guts to go after Donald Trump like this, can you imagine? What would be going on with us? What they would do to us? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Jill Biden now tests positive for COVID while she's on vacation, which means her and the president will probably have to stay on vacation a little longer. That's amazing. But, like, we didn't think I was going to have, but they're like quadruple vaxxed in the whole nine yards, are they not? I mean, really. All right, let's hit some of these stories that actually something you want to talk about. You know, the Senate race in Florida, and now this is according to the polls, right? But Demings leads Rubio in a heated Senate race. DeSantis remains voters' top choice for governor in a recent poll. Democrat candidate Val Demings is leading GOP Senator Marco Rubio in Florida's tight U.S. Senate race. Right now, while Nikki Fried tops opponents as the most likely candidate to challenge Ron DeSantis, Now, the University of North Florida released the results of the survey Tuesday, revealed that Florida voters' choices for the state's gubernatorial and Senate primary races, while also looking ahead at November. Demings is the former chief of police in Orlando, and current congresswoman was ahead in the August 23rd, I guess it was Democratic Senate primary, with 80% support. When Florida voters were asked about November's midterm Senate race, Demings came out on top against Rubio with a 48% support to Rubio's 44. Not a big lead. Right? Not a big deal. DeSantis should be out there, and I think he's going to. He will anyway. But DeSantis should be out there pounding pavement for Rubio if that's what he wants, if that's who he wants. Elizabeth Gregory, spokesman for the Rubio campaign, said, this is Florida. We've always said it would be a tight race. This is a choice between Marco's proven record of results and Val Demings, who votes 100% of the time for Pelosi's failed agenda. 100%. And the more Florida voters know about Chief Demings, the more they like her. That's according to Demings spokesperson, Kristen Slater. Yeah, I mean, seriously, how are they telling the story, though? How are they spinning the story? What are they telling them? Really? Now, Fried seems to have reversed the 8-point lead that Chris had when he asked registered Democrats about the voter choice in February. In the University of North Florida Political Science, Dr. Michael Binder said it's possible that the overturning of Roe v. Wade changed the makeup of this race and has particularly energized women that are almost 20 points more likely to vote for her. Yeah, they have to beat the tom-toms on what this actually means. Right? No, seriously. That the abortion or abortion rights were not taken away from anybody. You can go to other states to get it. It's not illegal. And this is where, oh, God. You evangelicals, you got to get off your butts. Right? I mean, stop complaining. Stop talking about what you like or don't like. What does the Word of God tell you to do? What are you supposed to be doing? How are you supposed to be voting? The Bible's very clear on how you should be voting. But are you? Will you? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. I am back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. Oh, look at that. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, that's what I always like to say. Because, seriously, you got to get informed so you have a clue. If you have a clue, then maybe you can make a change. Maybe you can help somebody see the light. Maybe. I'm not too excited about it. But you can try anyway. Again, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on with me. And he keeps us on the straight and narrow. And, you know, again, you have to have the information from the right person. if you don't have the information from the experts, all, you know, we got a Facebook degree? I mean, seriously. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
By the way, you know, I was looking something up, a story of yours today, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Southern Poverty Law Center says that you guys are like one of the most hateful legal groups out there. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's real interesting because that Southern Poverty Law Center is probably the most hate-filled. It is the most hate-filled, hate-causing, hate-instigating organization outside of government itself. They are the absolute worst. They've attacked, Dr. James Dobson, Dr. Ben Carson, wonderful, loving people. These are hate mongers, pastors, ministers, ministries. A black female professor from I think it was Duke University Vanderbilt was attacked because she didn't agree with reverse discrimination and. So she was their goal, to quote them, is not just to silence people, is to destroy. That's the word they use, destroy. And they're the most very, very most destructive, hate filled organization in America. Other than that, I'm sure they're a fine group.
No, I agree with you. When you have groups like Samaritan's Purse and places like that on there, you have to stop and say to yourself, my God, really? Are you guys like, all right, so here's what I think. I think what they do, they take a few hits from a crack pipe, and then they go ahead and they take a look to actually see what's going on. Because there's no other excuse for it. Absolutely none. So I did get a big kick out of that, though. I thought that was funny. And coming after you in particular was even funnier. I'm sorry. But anyhow.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Go ahead. I know it doesn't bother you, right? I mean, you know who they are.
Well, people who know me know I'm not a hate-filled guy. I sit down and talk with anyone who sees the world differently. We did a video series called The Dacus Connection where I sat down in the middle of the road and talked to someone from a different perspective, atheist, Muslim, transgender, just to demonstrate how people can disagree but still respect and connect and find ways of connecting without compromising.
That's impossible. Don't you know that?
I wish Southern Poverty Law Center would do something, constructive. But they're too busy making enemies and dividing and hating and so anyway. But it is what it is. So
yeah, I don't care. I just find it quite interesting and amusing. Nobody's probably ever listened to you speak or anything else. They probably call the Catholic Church, the Christian Church, and other churches hate mongers and because they speak against the LGBTQ lifestyle, but not the people. Again,
right? It's like saying you're against cigarette smoking, so therefore you hate all cigarette smokers. Well, no, I don't. Actually, I love cigarette smokers. I just don't agree with cigarette smoking, So it's like... anyway, but...
Well, that makes you a hater right there. Anyway. Hey, again, a lot going on. We've talked about this. I look at what's happening here, and again... You've got a case right now that came up out of Florida. I mean, I'm out of California. It's called the CA Child Care Act. And you say it imposes unlawful and substantial burden on free exercise of religion for churches in CA. How are they attacking the churches on this one?
Oh, I'm telling you, Joe, this is outrageous. And the audience, I think, is going to be probably in denial saying, oh, it can't be. Well, this law in California tells churches that if they have a preschool, daycare, then they fall under all these restrictions and regulations. Among those is that the preschool cannot have any religious instruction, no Christian songs, no praying is allowed. This is one sponsored by a church, at a church, right? And then it gets even worse. It says that they totally shred their Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment due process rights, so that they say, the law says that social workers, CPS, can come in at any time, look at any of the children's files. They can also question employees Even if they find something that's wrong, they can be criminally prosecuted. But the law, but they're not required to give them their Miranda rights. So they can barge in there unannounced, without a warrant, take whatever they want, question whoever they want, not give them Miranda rights. It's very, very dangerous. Give them opportunity to know who their accuser is, to not have access to the evidence. A criminal has much more rights in California than a church, preschool would have. But the worst, I think, is their blatant bigotry. So they also say that, oh, if you're a preschooler or that's not a part of a church, it's like secular, it's headed up by the YMCA, the Girl Scouts, or a public school, you're exempt from all these restrictions. It's just these religious private schools that are subject to all these mandates, but not the secular, not the public school sponsored ones or YMCA or Girl Scouts. So it's clear unequal treatment and hostile treatment towards religious institutions. The Supreme Court has already ruled on this principle recently with the Maine private school case. So I think that it's a strong case. We may have to go all the way to the Supreme Court because, you know, who knows what judge we're going to get at this district court level, even at the Ninth Circuit level. But it's a very strong case, very important case. And this was a law passed by legislators in Sacramento, signed by a governor in California. So this wasn't just a bureaucratic mistake. This is a premeditated piece of legislation that they've used to bash three private Christian preschools at churches, and we're representing those three churches and those private preschools in this major lawsuit that we filed.
Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I want to talk about judge shopping when we get back. You know, like go to the store, buy a judge, that kind of thing. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Sorry, I got engrossed in the television set. Harriet Hagman out of Wyoming is beating Liz Cheney right now, 47-51%. 47? No, 57-41%. They think Hagman will defeat Cheney. I guess all those cheating Democrat votes didn't help, did they? I don't know if you, let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me as he does every week. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, I don't know if you heard, but Liz was out there trying to get Democrats to switch votes, to switch to register as Republicans so they could vote for her in the primary and then switch back. And apparently that's not going to carry her. They'll do anything to win, you know?
Yeah, it's very telling, though, of Liz Cheney in that, you know, a solid conservative, you know, representing the people of Wyoming, you know, that's not something that they would do. They wouldn't recruit people from the other party with a different ideology to vote for them. The fact that she might have been partially successful in doing so is very indicative of how a lot of people, Democrats, see her, which is as a quasi-ally. And I think that should be very concerning for Republicans in Wyoming to have someone like that representing them.
But I think what's the bigger problem here, though, for me, is the fact that these Republicans that are doing these kind of things really believe that mainstream Republicans think like they do, that mainstream Republicans want, you know, Trump triple impeached, thrown in jail, found guilty of whatever fake crime. They really believe that. And that's, to me, is much scarier than anything else that's going on. It just shows you how out of touch they are pretty much with everybody in their party and a good portion of America as well.
Yeah, and Liz Cheney is someone who, I think people who've analyzed her and assessed her realize that it's become a personal thing. It's not an intellectual matter. It's not a policy matter. It's a personal vendetta against Trump. You know, she's, you know, doing everything she can to hurt Trump, to hurt those who support Trump. I think she needs counseling. I think she has a lot of issues that she needs to deal with because she's been very illogical and actually very unprofessional in how she's carried herself, actually, even through the January 6th hearing, et cetera, and the things that she's done. I I'm really surprised, frankly, she's getting that much in the way of votes at this time. That's surprising.
Well, I think part of it, when I was looking at the numbers the other day, there was no way Dave would get enough Democrats to switch sides, switch over, to be able to save her sorry little butt. But the reality of it is that the Republicans are mad at her, extremely mad at her. And, you know, again, when you look at this, you have to understand that there are the people like in Wyoming, Montana, I mean, these states where they cherish freedom. And they cherish their ability to, you know, Second Amendment rights. They cherish some of the things that Trump fought for them, you know. So, all right, let's come back to this. Judge shopping. We hear that term all the time. And I was always under the impression, most of us are under the impression, is you take your file, your complaint, you go into the courthouse, wherever that is or what have you, and you get the judge that you get. You can't ask for a particular judge. I don't think you can. You tell me if I'm wrong. But how does judge shopping act? I know what it's for, but how does it actually work?
Yeah, so you're right. Technically, as a rule, you're not to engage in judge shopping. You know, that said, you know, first off, you can look at the district, the federal district court you're choosing to file in. You can assess, the judges just from a statistical probability perspective. You know, what percentage of the judges in this federal district court are, you know, Trump appointees versus Obama appointees or Biden appointees. So that's one thing that is done and then people will assess that. Sometimes even the state they file it, they'll look at probability that they're going to get a judge that's, you know, friendly to them versus hostile. But actually, it actually grinds down even to more, I believe, in terms of just inside, in-house. There's no, you have to prove it. You know, who's getting this case? Well, you know, the judges will weigh in on it and say this case or I want this case it's just very difficult to prove one-on-one judge shopping. But as a matter of protocol, as a matter of the American Bar Association and the rule of ethics, it's not ethical and it's not to be exercised.
Well, all right. So I'm going to move on to, I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently a teachers union, and I did this story the other night, and somebody said, this is just, like, so wrong. A Minneapolis teachers union has decided in the contract that any and all layoffs that come forward will be white teachers first. No matter what their seniority is, no matter what, they go first. Should the district start to hire back teachers at some point in time, if things turn around, then they will only hire back black teachers first, teachers of color. So, again, I sit here thinking to myself, this is discrimination at its best, is it not?
Oh, it's blatant discrimination. The other side, the union side, is saying, hey, this is contract negotiation. Courts give, you know, great discretion in terms of, you know, what's negotiated in contracts, between the employees, the employer, et cetera. I don't think that's going to fly, though, because the Supreme Court has narrowed the ability especially for governmental entities to engage in overt, outright racism in terms of hiring. And they look at the sort of exceptions. One exception is if you can show that the government was deliberately, overtly discriminating against, say, minorities. And this is what they did. It wasn't that they just turned out that way. It wasn't that they, you know, that the academic requirements and quantitative measurements turned out to that way. But they, if you can show it, no, they were deliberately discriminating. In the past, courts have said, okay, you can do reverse discrimination and deliberately discriminate the other way to right the wrongs. That's the case law. So that's been in the past. And also if you're looking at it from as far as from the race perspective, it's also, you know, very, very problematic because the courts generally said in the past, they said, well, it can be a factor in hiring and firing a factor, but not a mandate. Well, I mean, that's all old case law. I think this Supreme Court would even be narrower than that, saying it shouldn't even be a factor. But this is not even a factor. This is a mandate. If you're white, you're fired. You're black, you stay. If you're white, you're not hired. If you're black, you're hired. I mean, that's it.
I mean, you can't really negotiate your rights away. And what I mean by that is,
right,
you can't negotiate an approval of discrimination.
Right.
At least I don't think you can, right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think some people may have a hard time seeing this. I just say flip the facts the other way, and then it becomes very obvious. So let's say a school district says, we're only going to hire whites, and blacks will be the first to be fired, and we're only going to hire whites. We say, well, no, that's bigotry. That's, you know, back in the 1940s or 50s or something, you know, and so when you flip the coin, you can see how outrageous it really is. And I think that, I think this will be challenged, and, I think that, the school district will lose. But what it takes, though, it takes, for standing, it takes one of these teachers to stand up and say, I'm going to contest this. Of course, when they do that, there's a good chance that they could be singled out and the first one to be fired, and they know that. So it takes a lot of courage for a teacher to do that.
I was reading through some of their numbers. And, you know, usually when these stories come out, they don't give you all the information. So I did a little digging. And I started to learn that when you think about what's going on, right, the fewer than one in three of the Minnesota's minority fourth graders can read at grade level. Let me say that again because people don't always pay attention. One in every three Minnesota minority kids in the fourth grade can read at their own grade level. If the union really cared about the equity, if they really cared about doing the right thing, they would hire the brightest, the smartest teachers, no matter what color they were, to teach these kids. And on that note,
right,
we're going to a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So let me just bring him back in. I always enjoy my time with him. And before we get rolling, because I know I'm going to blow it again, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. What is PJI, Brad?
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit, 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And we have, we're sort of unique in that we don't just cherry pick high profile cases to take the Supreme Court. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets, protection and no one's left on the side of the road. And we have more offices all across the country than any other organization by far. We now have offices in 21 states, including Arizona. We just opened an office there. And we are right now in the process of looking to hire an attorney in Tennessee.
Wow.
So, we're getting a lot of requests for help coming out of Nashville, which is, it's a blue blotch in a red state. And, apparently there's a a lot of problems coming up and out of Nashville.
Wow. Yeah, you know, again, I love all the stuff that's going on, and we're starting to have to pay. Well, I don't like that it's happening, but people are having to step up, pay attention, really understand what's going on right now. You know what I mean? I mean, and it's time. It's time that you pay attention to what's happening. If you don't like what's going on, head over to PJI.org, PJI.org. You know, check out what they can do for you or what you can do for them. You know, Brad never says that, but I'm going to say it, which is these guys are doing some great work. And last I checked, I don't think the Supreme Court and other courts are, Brad, when you show up with your paperwork, they go, oh, it's you, Dacus. You can come in for free, right?
Yeah.
What is the average cost of a lawsuit at the state level?
Well, I say to take a full case to the, say, all the way to the Supreme Court, you're looking at conservative, at least, or actually our average case, let me get this, our average case would cost about $500,000 in attorney fees if we were contracting with law firms with the billable hours, et cetera. Fortunately, we have in-house attorneys that work at a tiny fraction of the cost of private law firms. You know, they can feed their families, you know, pay their bills, but they're really committed to making a real difference. And we have a great team all across the country. And then we have a volunteer affiliate attorneys as well who really help keep our costs down all across the country. We're making a real difference. And if people want to support our work, we're a nonprofit, tax-deductible organization. They can simply just go to our website, pji.org. And we now have over 100 cases in active litigation they can keep up with by signing up for a free insider newsletter.
How many?
Over 100. Wow. We're now over 100. I just validated with our chief counsel this week. So we're moving at a very fast clip. And that's one reason why we're opening these offices with these attorneys, because we want to make sure that everyone's getting the help that they need when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights against the government, or the sanctity of human life.
I'm floored. I'm just, you know, again, just amazed at all of this. All right, let's talk about the big news of the week that hasn't gone away yet. That's the Trump raid by the FBI. And yes, the FBI calls it a raid, so, you know, let's not play around with the words to make it sound or feel better. But there were a lot of issues. There are a lot of issues going on there. You know, you've had clients. The FBI doesn't normally come in raiding. I guess if you're a Democrat, they wouldn't, but a Republican, they will. Usually it's a phone call made, right? Like, you know, your client's been indicted and or we found this. We'd like to speak to your client. Could you bring him in tomorrow morning? You know, I mean, that kind of thing, correct?
Oh, right. And here's the deal. Trump and his attorneys have been working with the counsel from the Department of Justice. They've requested documents. They've provided some of the documents. You know, they've been very cooperative. The Department of Justice seemed very satisfied and with the cooperation. And then suddenly, out of the blue, they get this raid with a warrant signed by a judge who's gone on Facebook and it attacked Trump viciously. He should have recused himself. He finally has. I believe now that it's all been exposed what a bigot and biased quote-unquote judge he is. And so they come in, and it's all under the guise of, well, there's some documents that he shouldn't have taken. Well, that are classified. The president has the authority in his capacity to classify or declassify. He has that authority. Now, Hillary Clinton wasn't president of the United States, so she didn't have authority to take all these countless classified documents on her private little laptop. And then, of course, there was no raid of her place. She was given plenty of time to scrub her laptop, erase the information.
Smash her phones, scrub her laptop. What else you want to go
right
through?
Yeah, but Donald Trump, though, was president of the United States. He has that authority to classify or declassify. So this is really a red herring. And the real intent, and I think Alan Dershowitz pointed this out, who's a famous liberal attorney and a law professor from Harvard, he says it's very obvious. They're just going fishing. They wanted these docs to find something in the computer or something that can somehow implicate him for wanting to create a revolution through January 6th. They don't have the goods. If they had the goods, they would have brought an action against him. They don't have anything. So this is their desperate attempt to try to destroy Trump politically, the attorney general, for his boss, which is Biden, who is the political opponent of Trump. This is something you would hear about from a banana republic like Venezuela or El Salvador. In fact, the president of El Salvador said that. He said, you know, this is the kind of thing you criticize countries like ours for doing all the time. And now you're doing it. Blatant person in power using his power to squash a political opposition to keep them from running. And that is what it is. Alan Dershowitz pointed it, spelled it out. And anyone who is anyone at all, we all know it's very obvious. It's fishing. It's a fishing expedition, which is unethical for the legal profession, especially for the Attorney General of the United States of America.
Yeah, what happens with him? I mean, people are thinking he's going to get impeached if we take power, yada, yada, yada. I'm not so sure.
The Attorney General?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not so sure that we, in other words, they're saying that they're gonna impeach him. If you give them the time, if we get the votes that we need, that's one of the first things they're gonna do. They're gonna impeach him. And I'm thinking to myself, when have you done this before?
Yeah, right? I can see that attempted. I know I can see that possibly attempted, particularly as this thing pans out. Unless they can show that the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, was intentionally trying to create a revolution and have the senators thrown out and take over the Capitol building and yada yada. There's nothing to support that fact. President Donald Trump, at one part in there, said, "Hey, you know, do not do this. Respect the law." Da 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 da. So that's not the kind of thing you hear from someone who has an intent to have a coup. They're not going to find that evidence. They're not going to find evidence that he was providing secret documents to Russia or China or some of our enemies. This is the America First president. He's the last president.
Scares the crap out of them.
Yes. So, hopefully it's going to be exposed. Hopefully Fox News is going to be willing to, report the information. The head of Fox News is a blatant Biden supporter, loves Biden, cheered when Biden got elected. As they create this false impression that they're somehow a conservative news network. So, maybe Newsmax will cover it. Maybe it'll get out in the wire. But the bottom line is it needs to be exposed, what they're doing. And I think in the end it will be. And they're going to try to hide it until the midterm election. I don't think they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming close to he's wandering around now, even when he's on stage or out in front of people. Look, back to Trump for a second. I thought the timing was interesting, but not for the same reasons others did. You know, he's going to rally, he's going to places, he's doing things, and he's filling these stadiums up again. And you know these people are having a heart attack. They just can't believe he's still this popular. No matter what they've done to him or what have you, he still comes out on top. I have a fear that I have no premonition. God didn't give me any word of wisdom or anything. But, I mean, there's only one thing left for them to do to him, and that's assassinate him. They're not going to put him in jail. If they put him in jail, you know, that's going to start a revolution in and of itself. If Hillary Clinton isn't in the cell next to him, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I do think that is a real concern, because if they're not successful this time with this latest charade, and the good news is they've done enough charades, Russia hoax and other things, that I think many Americans realize, not to take them seriously, the Department of Justice, they've really discredited themselves. But unfortunately, I think you're right. His life is on the line, is directly threatened if those in power, and I say those in power, I think that's a good terminology describing the United States government at this point, the Biden administration, if those in power are not successful in somehow painting in some way, Trump was concerned they may have, planted documents, planted things. I share that concern. If they're not successful, I could easily see someone trying to assassinate. That'd be terrible.
Just amazing. Right. PJI.org. Stop complaining. Help these groups out. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.